And welcome back. Today we are going to be talking about light probes. The problem is that we've created all of these cubes in our scene and the walls are emitting light into the room, but nothing's getting picked up. We don't see any blue or magenta on the cubes. We're going to fix that. So we'll talk about light probes. Let me take this guy off. Okay, so let's stop this really quick. And think about this for a second. We discussed how this magic button, when we clicked on the wall back and right, this magic button appears static. By clicking that on, it allowed all the light mapping to happen for static before you run. If you recall, mapping colors, mapping the light to objects is very processor intensive. And since all of these prefabs are now being generated through code and they're animating, it would just be too computationally complex to have them do real-time lighting. This is what light probes solves. Now, before Unity 5, we didn't have light probes. That's why it's relatively new in Unity. I don't think it's an advanced thing. I think it's something you should know right away. But you won't hear a lot of people talking about it yet because it was just introduced in Unity 5, I believe. Before Unity 5, let's look at how existing tutorials will generally tell you how to do this. So if we look at our scene, we see, and I select our prefab, our central cube, we have a point light already in here. Now we had picked the color of the point light to be this kind of slight off-white yellowish light. If I change this color aggressively, like let's say I move the light up to yellow, I don't even have to run it. I can see that my prefab is picking up the color of a point light. So let's say I made it green, or let's just keep it that yellow color, or so I can see it's really picking up the yellow from the point light. It's not picking up the red, the magenta, or the blue. If I move the central cube toward my wall, it doesn't pick up any red at all. But it is picking up the yellow very well as it gets close to the yellow. I move it toward blue, doesn't pick up the blue. So our prefabs pick up point lights. If I run it, sure enough, the same thing happens. Everything's yellow as it moves through the light. So the way they used to solve this problem, if you had something like this, a wall that's supposed to be lighting up, is they would do it this way. They would come in, you do game object, light, point light, and I'm adding another light here. Now I'll eventually probably be deleting this. You don't have to duplicate this if you want. But I'd put a point light over here by my blue. I'd rename this blue light. And then I'd give it a blue color. And now this blue color will get picked up in the prefab. Let me return my original point light back to slight off-white so I can see what's going on. So I have this blue light here. And on my prefab, if I move it toward my blue light, let me do it the other way around. Let me move my blue light toward the prefab. Let me make it a little bit brighter here. And let me pull it toward me a little bit. There we go. I can see that my blue light is hitting my prefab now. So if I run this, as my boxes are getting close to the prefab, to the blue light, which is a point light, I've positioned it close to my emissive wall, and it's picking up blue there. Of course, people would then get this, duplicate it. We'll name it red light. I'd move it over to here. And I'd probably make this one the same, similar magenta. Now I'm doubling up the light I'm shooting into the room. If I run this, I'm starting to see this. Before Unity 5, this is what people would do. They would put in point lights if you wanted that color to be reflected off of your prefabs. Because it's the way shaders work and the way they're broken up. This is an okay solution, but there's certain areas that might not necessarily work. If we look way back here, again, we're kind of cheating. I'm putting the point lights in the room. I'm moving them closer to myself so that I can see the reflected color off of the faces. But if we looked at this from the other direction, Although these cubes might be close to the emissive wall in the background, they wouldn't be very blue, right? I mean, they're interacting not with the wall, but we're cheating. Although we have these emissive walls, we're cheating the experience from the user so that they can look like they're picking up the color from the wall while they're not actually. But this is how people used to solve it before. You'd add point lights. This adds to extra computation and calculations, but this is, if you look up other tutorials, it'll probably be older tutorials. This is how you solve it. Prefabs are something altogether new. So let me stop this. Oh, by the way, if you're in edit mode and you want to see the effect of something or turn off the effect of something, like I'm going to grab this blue light, you can do that right up here. This check mark, if you uncheck it while you're running, kind of makes it invisible during runtime. So let me uncheck it. We can see that we turned off the blue light. Our magenta light is still here. I could turn off the red light if I wanted to. Right. So I'll leave the point lights in for right now, but we're turning off their effectiveness here. Now I stop this. These get rechecked because it was an edit we made in runtime. So let me uncheck them with everything turned off so we can really see what point lights do. So I'm not deleting them yet. They're in our scene, but by unchecking them here, when we run them, they have no effect on our scene at all. This is what a point light does, and here's where you get it. It's a point light group. You come over to game object, you come to light, and it's this person right here, point light group. By just adding this thing, what happens, and in scene mode, let me kind of rotate around, a point light group creates these strategic points of calculation that you bake in. These point lights, you almost want to think of them as static themselves. So just like everything static in the scene before pressing play was able to have its calculations of its shadows and lights, it would be cost prohibitive to do that to things that are moving. But within this volumetric space, so this point light group, I can kind of grab these, I can move it around. I'm going to adjust its scale a little bit here. So we're going to stay more or less to where things are, right around here. And what's happening when we run is each one of these points in 3D space is being calculated where exactly what the light would look like at that point. So over here, this calculated point is going to get all of the magenta shine, and it's going to store it here. So as our dynamic objects are moving closer to this point, they're basically going to cheat, and they're going to ask these pre-calculated points, hey, what would my light be if I were static? And that point light node will tell the objects, this is what my lighting condition looks like if I were static, so kind of go ahead and borrow that. And so each one of these points defines that space. Now we have a pretty simple animation because most of our cubes are staying in this general region. As you have a more advanced scenario, you'd want to be strategic in terms of where you put your point light nodes. It's easy enough to edit those. If I grab this, you see this point light group? I could select all nodes if I wanted to. I can duplicate the selected. Now I'd have to move it around a little bit higher if I wanted to kind of make my volume select all again so that I can recenter it. Gonna select all again and duplicate selected and maybe move these a little bit farther out. Now, this is a bit overkill for what we're doing, but I'm showing you how you edit them. It takes a little while to add individual probes or select all. Let me select all and scale back down. See, if we had really advanced lighting scenarios, we might want to even do something like this, where we're kind of trying to distribute all of the point lights throughout the area that matters. So select all again, duplicate selected, and move those back, and kind of fill out the whole room. Now we'd have to think, because we're doing so much light calculations, the more point lights you add, the more CPU intensity it's going to take. Not with creative coding, we're used to kind of being a little sloppy at first. This is starting to get a bit overkill, so I wouldn't even recommend using these many point lights at first, but that's how you edit them when you start getting advanced. In fact, if you go to a browser and you type in Unity point lights, light probe, The first link pops up into the manual, and here's a great conversation of how light probes work, just like we talked about, and they give you some examples if you're doing flat 2D levels where you'd probably want to put your light probes and where you wouldn't want to do it. So go ahead and check out the manual for that. This is a great resource online. So let's come back to our scene. I'm going to delete this light probe because we've added a lot of nodes and that's a bit overkill. In fact, you can kind of see if you click off them, you can see what's happening in the editor mode. All of these light probes have pre-calculated and shown from this side, we'd be bouncing off a lot of magenta. From this side, we'd be bouncing off a lot of cyan. So let me come in here. I'll delete my light probe group because again, that's a bit overkill. Let me just add another one back on. Light probe group pops up. I'm going to stretch it out a little bit because again, we're being very, very simple here. We're saying we have light coming in from one side, that's magenta, light coming in from another, and that should be enough. With just this, you can see our cube's already picking up the magenta here, and on this side, picking up the blue. So that's exactly what we want. There's one other button you should know about. This prefab, when I select it, that's why over here in Mesh Render, what we had, and we didn't even realize it, is use light probes. By default, it's checked. So any prefab you make and you're bringing in objects, by default, this is checked. But by default, you don't have light probes in your scene. It's another reason why I think it's an introductory topic, because it's one of the defaults in Unity 5, but nobody talks about it because it's brand new. Light probes makes everything better. So don't forget, it is going to assume a calculation cost, but not that bad, especially because we're only keeping this first basic 4 light probes. So at this point, if I run it, now this is nice. I now know that this is calculated accurately, so we're not hacking it with these blue lights and red lights anymore, these invisible point lights in our scene. We're now using a calculated light probe, and we're getting those reflections on our boxes that make it look really nice. Come to the scene, and I can see what's happening. And at that point, that's light probes. Let me do a couple more tweaks here, because I'd like to add a couple more cubes to this. So let's take care of that now. Let's tweak the amount of cubes again. So that was our original sketch code. Going to open this up. Okay, and open up here in Visual Studio. And let's play around with some of these variables. I'd like to add a couple more cubes. So total cubes, instead of 12, first let's see what happens if we go crazy. I'll put in 20. The distribution should be tight here, and our set size, let's make it 3.5, just to see what happens, or 4.5. Good, we've added a lot more cubes, they're flying around, and that looks pretty good. I like that. We can keep adding more and more cubes if we want, of course. Would 40 look too ugly? Let's see. I want noise, but I don't want too much noise. I think that's a little bit more than what I want, so let me drop it to 30. Run it. I think around 30 is good. I think 30 is good. It adds a good level of concentration. Again, it's whatever you want for your mood. We say that all the boxes are there. They're picking up the colors from the walls. And we're ready to finish up our project. So in our next lesson, we're going to look at the camera effects that are most used in our projects. But this is light probes. This is how they work. And they play great with those emissive materials that we explored. Stay tuned for the final lesson.